That's better, man. What's going on, everybody, man? We plugged in. Anyway, I don't know why I couldn't get the audio version to tap in. I was trying to just go straight audio. I don't know why I couldn't. Usually I can. I only done it one other time. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for plugging in. Had to get my plug walk on for a second there. But ain't gonna be too long of an episode tonight. I'm gonna go ahead and jump into what I got in. Congratulations to the Villanova Wildcats. Men's basketball club for doing their thing. Winning a championship. I ain't even watched the game because they took out my Kansas Jayhawks. But I'm going to give credit when it's due. Shout out to them. Villanova's got to be in like the top five to have the most championships in college, in men's college basketball. Got to be up there. So salute to them and the coach or whatever. Yeah, so I came across Ahmad Wainwright, this former Kansas State point guard. He was arrested Tuesday in Kansas City, Missouri. Apparently, this nigga was into some street shit. He was really getting his plug walk on. I don't really know the whole situation. I do know he was charged with a felony, and I do know that there was some shots that were fired from some car. Okay, that's all I know about that whole situation. I do know that Ahmad Wainwright, he went to the tournament. He got 2 points against TCU. So yeah, sucks for him. They picked him up on a warrant. The coaches, you know, K-State coaching staff knew and all that. They suspended him, didn't let him play. They knew the severity of everything he had going on. But like I said, they didn't really let him play like that. And obviously, he doesn't play for them anymore. He was like a junior and on the team, you know what I'm saying? Very unfortunate. Because I know a lot of people who could have been in his position and could have just went to the... Yeah, appreciate you, bro. What's going on? And could have, he was that close to going, like, I'm not saying he was that close to going to the league, but he was around people and, you know, playing for a D1 basketball team that's in the tournament. That looks good. But it don't look good for him anymore because it's a rapper. So, something else I want to touch on. This Chicago cop, his name was Carlisle Calhoun, 10-year veteran police officer. He's facing 15 to 45 years in prison. He was pretty much like sexually assaulting somebody in a hospital. The victim was a patient in the hospital, and like I said, this is a cop. He had the motherfucker, who else we got in here? What's up, bro? I know Ryan in here. Oh, okay. But, yeah, man, so this nigga was on some freaky shit, bro. Like, some nasty ass shit. He was a 10-year cop, but he was one of the, there was a victim in the hospital, and he, like, was taking pictures of him when they had no consent of the whole situation that was going on. He was, well, they say he, basically, he got charged with aggravated criminal and sexual assault. He bonded out on a $200,000 bond. But like I said, the victim was, like, cuffed to the bed. And I believe he was sucking their toes. And, you know, they weren't really getting involved in all the other shit that he was doing, but he was doing some nasty shit, taking pictures and shit. Yeah, it's really, Yeah, so black dude at that. Anyway, this Arizona teacher, Brittany Zamora. I don't know if y'all heard about Brittany Zamora. She's 27 years old. Out there in Arizona. Brittany Zamora, 27 years old. She's a teacher. She was fucking this 13-year-old. Or should I say this 13-year-old was fucking her. Sixth grade. Damn, I wasn't 13 when I was in the sixth grade. I was like... Anyway, two counts of molestation of a child, 9 counts of sexual conduct. And she was like in a real relationship with this kid. He admitted it, was just, you know, kickback type of shit with this kid. The way they got caught was the kid's parents, they got like, which I didn't even know, they got some kind of sensor to where they can see their kid's screen on the cell phone that the kid got. You know what I'm saying? Your cell phone screen. Nigga, I got your screen. So they are aware of text messages, everything that's popping up.
And bitch.
You know what I'm saying? So that's very unfortunate. And I'll get back up on her. I don't know if she's in jail at the moment, but I'm pretty sure she probably got bailed out in this. You know what I'm saying? They always all get out. And then it's up to the court date. You know what I'm saying? If you're now plugged in, though, this is the Plugged In Podcast. I think this is episode 9. I'm not really sure. I think it is, though. It's been a little minute. But moving on, crazy shit here. Check this out. This 50-year-old dude. 50-year-old man dead in Winchester, Tennessee. His body was found in January. Okay, so check this. They found his body dead in January under a piece of concrete. Concrete slab was like in his own backyard. Okay, he died from a blunt force to the face. You know what I'm saying? Somebody fucked him up. So, like I said, his body was found in January under a big ass concrete slab. It was like 5 foot to 8 foot long. His own family killed him. Like 6 motherfuckers in his family killed him. This dude went missing back in July of 2017. Do you hear what I'm saying? So apparently his wife, who was 44, she got hit with first degree murder. Her daughter, who's 19, she got hit with first degree murder. 4 other people got hit with first degree and other charges too. Tampering with evidence and then how they put his body up under the brick. I mean, the concrete. Fucked up shit going on in the world. Tell me why they were all from Denver though. His body was in Winchester, Tennessee, but like him and his wife lived in, well, most of the wife's daughter and the other 4 people was all from Denver, Colorado. Yeah. And I slide up there quite often. I don't know what that's about. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Crazy. They all have been like, you know, charged, and I believe the other 4 are waiting to go to trial next month. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be ugly for them. They all facing some serious time for some fucked up shit. I don't know what that nigga did to them. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he did to them, because they're all his family, his wife and all them other people. I don't know what they did to you know what I'm saying? Fuck them up, piss them off like that, but nigga, they all got charged with killing him, so that tripped me out. Anyway, this 33-year-old Florida woman, oh yeah, Pauline Martin, recently had a baby, and there was like some issues with the baby, and Turns out she was having a romantic sexual relationship with her own brother. Yeah, nasty shit. Having a relationship, sexual relationship with her own brother. Pretty nasty, yeah. So, you know, after she had the baby, her and her brother, they didn't even, nobody signed a birth certificate. And police pulled up on her at her job. She worked at McDonald's. And they arrested her. She admitted when they arrested her, she admitted everything. She had had a 5-year relationship. Her and her brother have been kind of living together, playing like it's a real relationship, not acting like it's brother and sister. Pretty nasty. She admitted they had been, you know, acting as a couple. That's not plugged in at all. At all. So, yeah, the investigators, they ran like some, they took the baby to Orlando for some genetic testing. And it came back related. So pretty much last Friday, they arrested her for incest and resisting without violence. She was released on a $3,000 bond, and she goes to court next week. But her brother's missing. He ain't nowhere to be found. You know, it's crazy. And then I heard of something, you know, ain't too super funny. I thought it was funny. In New York, these 4 dope heads, they got caught with a house full of meth. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got charged with possessions and all this other shit because one of them was thought they was bleeding. So they called the police. Called the ambulance or whatever, like, I'm bleeding and shit. And that's how they all went to jail. Stupid ass motherfuckers. Not plugged in at all.
I'm plugged in. You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
Yeah.
I'm plugged in, bitch.
Yeah, I hope the music wasn't too loud, man. Like I said, quick little episode, get a little bit of info in and keep y'all plugged in for y'all that just been kicked back, not doing a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you smoke good and stay plugged in, man. And we'll get back with y'all, man, on the next episode. Shout out everybody that tapped in, my man Ryan. Appreciate the love, brother.